This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, I'm not sure if we're going to get any calls on this, but I'm just curious how this works. If you have ever been in an open relationship or you're in an open relationship, do you pretend to be single? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342 if you've ever experimented or played with this. This all came up because there was a story that went viral of a woman on a plane who didn't have to sit next to her husband on the plane, and she was very flirtatious with this guy, and she asked for this guy's phone number, got the guy's phone number, and then when they were getting off the plane, the guy was watched her walk away with her husband. She wasn't wearing a wedding ring. And I was like, hey, they could be in an open relationship. And AB, you thought, no, she wouldn't have faked, or do you fake being in a single or not?
Yeah, if I was in an open relationship, which I would never even consider, I would pretend to be single. I think that you would have more people interested in you. And I also think, you know, if you're wearing a wedding ring or whatever, nobody's going to approach you. And then you have to be the one to be like, oh, but I'm in an open relationship, so it's fine.
No,
and that's such an awkward way to start a conversation.
I don't know. I almost feel like when you're claimed and when it's known that you're in a relationship, people want you more.
Oh, it's especially the forbidden fruit type thing?
Especially men. Like, when I started dating my boyfriend, I feel like women came out of the woodwork and they're like, oh my God, he's so hot.
Oh, really?
That's always
really
how it goes.
You just got to pretend to be in an open relationship if you're single? Like, yeah. Hey, I'm actually in an open relationship.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be saying that to people.
Isn't it the Adam Sandler thing where he like pretends like his wife died or just got divorced or got the wedding ring or something with the wedding ring and just go with it? He like pretends that like he's in a bad relationship and he puts on the wedding ring and women want him more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the purpose of an open relationship is that you don't have to lie. You don't have to hide. They're open. So why would they be hiding their wedding ring?
I feel like every time I see an open relationship in a movie or TV show, it's always like, oh, they're in a relationship, we can't kiss or whatever. And then they kiss and then they're, you know, freaked out. Oh my gosh, you cheated, blah, blah. And then they're like, no, I'm in an open relationship. Like,
they want the thrill.
It's always a second thought.
Yeah, and there's always like some type of signal or some type of, you know, thing they're wearing that gives off the vibe that
what,
they are.
What, upside down pineapples?
Yeah,
exactly. That's the thing. But that's like
the
for
swinger.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, someone explain this world to us.
Isn't that the same thing?
We don't, is swinging, I don't know. No, I
no, because your significant other doesn't have to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
opens
open like, yeah, you can date.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of layers to this that we have no idea.
Right.
This is why we need your help. Anyone out there have ever been involved in something like this? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. And then remind me, guys, in 3 minutes to tell you about how I think I got approached by swingers.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to tell you about that
okay.
next. Clearly, we have no idea what we're talking about. When you're in an open relationship, if anyone wants to call in with this and to kind of explain it, do you tell people you're married? Do you, or do you hide it? Do you fake it? AB thinks that people who are in open relationships take off the ring and then pretend to be single. I think that's,
yeah,
that's the whole point of being in an open relationship, so they don't have to lie. I think that's the purpose.
I don't know. I just feel like if I was in an open relationship, I wouldn't have my ring on.
Because
I
then you wouldn't get the options.
Yeah.
Like, then no one's going to be interested in you. So what's the point of being in an open relationship if no one's interested
in you?
Because people could just be lying about it. 855-444-6342. Kayla, you were approached by someone in an open relationship?
Yes. So I didn't know at the time he was in the open relationship. This was their game. And it was a work colleague of mine. He was a nurse.
Really?
And shout out to him if he's listening. It was a fun game. And so learned later on after like date number four that his friend was going to come along. The friend was his wife.
Oh. And, see, they don't hide it, AB.
No.
He brought her with.
On the fourth date, that is hiding.
Yeah, she comes along, fair. And then they start talking about this unicorn talk, and then I was like, before I knew it, I was this unicorn, apparently, and yeah, I was like, wow, this is a whole new world that I had no idea. I was in my early 20s.
Really?
And yeah, that was just a game, so they explained it to me of how they wouldn't tell anybody that they were pursuing, that they were married, and they would see how many they could rack up as to who would be interested, and then...
Well, they wouldn't tell, but you did.
Yeah.
So maybe unicorns are the sign, like, for swingers, it's pineapples. Maybe for open relationships, it's unicorns.
It's interesting that, like, sometimes it's hard to figure out where the things are. Like, people think that I still don't know if we were approached by swingers. We were at a winery where we met another couple. We're like having like wine and stuff like that, talking. And my wife never gets tipsy, like never, like as a big drinker. But she was like tipsy, all like goofy fun. And they're like, why don't you guys stay with us at our like bed and breakfast? And everyone's like, they were offering to swing with you. And I was like, no, they were just being safe. And everyone's like, you don't drink wine with strangers and then offer them to stay in your hotel if there's not more intention.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
You think they're not swinging, right?
No, they're totally swingers.
I think
they're not swingers.
Thank you. They were just trying to be
nice.
They
stay in your hotel room?
They don't want drinking and driving, probably.
Thank you. That's what I thought. They said, other people have told me that they would have said, you should get a hotel, not stay in our room with us. I don't know.
Try to save you some money.
I don't know how it works. Kim, your husband used to tell people you were in an open relationship, but it wasn't true?
No, it was absolutely not true. We were members of a local boat club, and apparently he was telling the boat club members that we were, and he slept with one of the bartenders and was meeting women up there and outside of the other extracurricular dating that he was doing. Needless to say, we will be divorced next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
see, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry that happened to you.
But
that's another level of it. Like, how do you know they're telling the truth that they are in an open relationship?
Oh, man, that's ugly.
We need an expert on this. Kelly, you have been in this lifestyle like a swinger for 12 years, so maybe you can clear up some of this for us.
Yeah, it was about 13 years ago. Yes, I was in a swinging relationship marriage, actually, for 12 years. And we rarely went like we were single. There's enough people out there, whether it's couples or other single men or women, that don't want a commitment. They just want to hook up. They just want a good time.
See? They don't care. They don't need to fake it.
They don't want any ties. And there's different types of swingers out there. There's those that only do things around each other, and then there's some that have more trust in their relationship to where, okay, you can go do what you want, I'll do what I want, let's come back, let's talk about it, you know, things like that. And so, you know, so you have to find the right person that, you know, whenever you're out, as far as what do they want?
There you go.
Because some people aren't comfortable with, you know, your husband or your wife being around watching or what have you, you know, so you just kind of have to play the field.
Thank you.
Communication.
Yeah.
See, you didn't even know. There's different layers and levels.
I had no idea.
Right.
Now you do.
Learn something new every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.